Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Governor Wall says he's unlikely to call a special legislative session over the wildfires in northeast Minnesota.
I would encourage the legislature to right now start working on a package of relief for the area. We certainly can get that ready and as we assess the damage over the time, because this is the peak earnings season for many of the folks up there in Ely and in the North Country, and we want to make sure we're there to make them as whole as possible.
The state's disaster contingency account does not assist private businesses. Minnesota's Mayo Clinic is receiving more national honors. The Rochester-based healthcare provider was once again named to the U.S. News & World Report's Best Hospitals Honor Roll. Mayo Clinic took the top spot in diabetes and endocrinology and GI surgery specialty care categories. It also came in third in the specialty care categories of urology, pulmonology, and lung surgery. It's the 37th time that Mayo Clinic's hospital in Rochester has been named to the list. In Washington, the Senate is expected to start taking up the new farm bill Thursday. There is a provision included for year-round sales of E15 fuel. Brian Werner is executive director of Minnesota Biofuels.
For Minnesota, that would be really significant because permanent year-round E15 would give our 556 fuel retailers that currently offer E15 more certainty by removing confusing, outdated seasonal restrictions that limit access during the months when families are driving the most.
The House has already passed the farm bill in Washington, and fire officials are encouraging visitors not to forget about Ely as parts of the boundary waters continue to reopen after wildfire closures. Acting Forest Supervisor Drew Stroberg says there are still plenty of opportunities for visitors.
The community of Ely is definitely open, has been open throughout this entire event. There's also places you can go canoeing, etc. Again, where you can have a wilderness-like experience. And we invite people to come up and visit the Superior and enjoy those activities.
Officials say visitors should still follow all fire restrictions that are currently in place. In other headlines, the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency has fined Superior Minerals Company more than $15,000. Regulators say the company's Savage facility failed to complete required emissions testing and reporting on equipment used to transport crushed limestone. Along with paying the fine, Superior Minerals has submitted a compliance plan and applied to amend its air permit. The four major candidates for Minnesota governor squared off in a political forum at FarmFest in Redwood County. Fraud was one of the most charged issues discussed. GOP party-endorsed candidate Kendall Qualls said fraud is a leadership issue.
We have mega spending bills that funded the fraud programs. No more mega spending bills. One single bill item at a time. Vote up and down on those so we can have clear accountability.
The Minnesota primary is next Tuesday, August 11th. And Minnesota Lynx guard Olivia Miles is adding another accolade to her rookie season. The WNBA has named Miles Rookie of the Month for July, marking the third straight month she's earned the honor. She's the first rookie in Lynx franchise history to win the award three times. This is MNN.